For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good midweek morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. Hope you're loving this teaching. This is just a real important teaching, man. You just have to kind of, at least I do, remind myself of these truths from time to time, because even well intentions and believing I'm hearing from God, I can sometimes get my strength factor off, meaning I'll start pulling from my own strength, or I just kind of zap myself of energy and forget that, wait a minute, this is not by might, not by power, by the Spirit of God, says the Lord. And I'm saying that because we're talking about be not weary. Out of Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in doing well, because there's a due season coming and you will reap if you don't faint. And there's ways not to faint. I'm going over those this week. But I'm just being honest to say there are times where I've had to really pull back and say, wow, I'm just exerting so much energy to this. Which part was even of God? And that's what I find, my brethren. Oftentimes, if I'm getting like so frustrated or exhausted, I mean physically, and I'll have to go, wait a minute, something's gotten off kilter. Because when I'm wearing God's yoke, it's easy to be born. It's easy and light. Amen. So I have to go, okay, wait, something's wrong here. It's not God, so it's got to be me. And that's surely what I'll do if I'm sensing weariness as I'm going toward that due season, that Kairos, I spoke about it yesterday, that important season where there's going to be some fruit from the everyday. Chronos, chronological. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I get up, I believe, I pray, I love God. I mean, I'm enjoying the day every day, but when you're believing for something, you do know there's a strategic timing coming for that. And sometimes in the middle, you can get weary. That's what we're talking about. So for me, what I'll do as I'm waiting for maybe an answer to prayer or a due season on something that I've been believing for or pressing in on, I've been forced to learn to enjoy the everyday, to just chill out and surrender. God's got it, and He's the one who will re-energize me. He's the one both to will and to do for His good pleasure in my life. That has helped me. So number one, I surrender. Number two, I do my best to get my eyes off of the circumstances and back onto God. See? I mean, Jesus did that at the cross. He had us in mind, right? For the joy that was set before Him, He endured. That helped Him get through that weary time. He looked at the goal. He looked at us. Paul did the same thing. Paul said, man, it would be easier if I just went up to heaven. But he stayed with us because he had to finish his course. He wanted to please the Father and see others come to Christ, not his own circumstances. So another way, if you're starting to get a little weary, you've surrendered. And number two, check where your eyes are. Where are your eyes fastened? If your eyes are fastened onto God, you will get your strength. If they're onto your circumstances, well, you know, man, good luck. It's going to deplete you, my brethren. It just will. It'll just deplete you. Third thing to do, if you're starting to sense you're getting a little weary, going toward that Kairos, that strategic time of a fulfillment, of an answered prayer, of believing God, and, you know, you're just kind of getting a little weary. Third thing I love is, man, I love Romans 8:28. I just say, you know what, God, you're sovereign. You're working all things together for my good because I love you and I'm called according to your purpose. Come on now, let me preach. But isn't it true? I just start quoting that scripture. I start getting my faith all built up all over again and bubbly and go, you know what? That's true. God's got this. He's sovereign. He's God and I'm not. He's working all things together for my good right now. And that really builds my faith and it will build yours. So I challenge you, man, you know, just go to Romans 8:28 and enjoy that if you're starting to get a little weary. So three things so far. Surrender. Number two, get your eyes off your circumstances and get them back onto God. Number three, Romans 8:28, recognize that God is sovereign. I have a few more and I'll go over those Thursday and Friday. Thank you for joining me in A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.